Dr. Rick? Call now. In Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100.
So, another punchline. You're not really supposed to blow.
All right, 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
So, Rick Emerson, show with Clyde Lewis. All right, what's coming up in the world of Ground Zero? Now, you got big stuff coming up.
Oh, I got big stuff coming up, baby. Hey, check this out. Isn't this the coolest thing you've ever seen?
Yes. Now, for the people that aren't you or I, for the 99.99%
aren't seeing
of people,
this right now?
Yeah, it's written out. It's a flyer for your upcoming anniversary
it's
party.
It's huge. It's like, okay, New Deals Portland 88 Vodka is getting behind the Ground Zero Radio 10th Anniversary Extraterrestrial Extravaganza. And Dysfunctional Family Feud is coming back with the Pirates versus the Klingons. This is going to be prior to the Wayne Gacy Trio performing.
Wayne Gacy Trio.
These guys are awesome, man.
Best name ever.
Go to WayneGacyTrio.com and see what I'm talking about. You will love it, okay? WayneGacyTrio.com. Portland 88, Portland's New Deals, Portland 88 Vodka. And Barfly is jumping on board with this. It's going to be Saturday, April 9th at Dante's, Southwest 3rd and Burnside, 21 and over, $8 at the door. Now, this is the deal. The punk group was supposed to play. They backed out.
Weasels! You always have this happen.
I know.
You've always got bands that back out.
Yeah, they back out. That's what happened to my 5-year.
Now, at the 5-year anniversary, you were supposed to have this band called PCP Berserker play, right?
Right, right. And they're this bizarre band, and the lead singer. Remember the lead singer, that bald guy?
I do.
Really cool guy.
I do.
They were kind of like a glitter rock punk type band. And their guitar player, I guess, just had a bad night.
He had an overdose.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't seem like when you're talking about a band called PCP Berserker, you're really allowed to complain
right.
that the guy overdosed unexpectedly.
But they were one of Utah's most prestigious, most important bands ever. And the guy says, oh, we'll do the show. They were huge. They were rock and roll. And they just backed out because of the last minute. So I had this guy named Rick Ortega play. I had him play for dinner. We were having dinner at a Cajun restaurant. He was playing. And then this band that the management said was approved for everybody.
Never trust. No, look. Never trust the management of the location,
man.
Of the venue, when they tell you they've got the perfect band.
So the management got behind this one. I don't even remember the name. It had this really hot blonde chick. And she was like, oh, my God. She was doing every cliche in the book. Sitting on people's laps, singing songs, you know, like, ding, ding, ding with the trolley, bing, bing, bing with the bell. And I'm like going, what the hell is this? Well, they said they were good. And I go, oh, really?
And they're huge.
And so it was a fun show. We were all laughing and kind of feeling bad about the band. But anyway, so the punk group is not going to be there. However, these are tentative bands, okay, tentative for the show. The Romaines have said that they're thinking about playing.
The Romaines, who are a Ramones tribute band, who are fantastic.
And they are fantastic.
Yeah.
So the Romaines have said that they are thinking about it. So I will find out as soon as possible, hopefully today or tomorrow, if the Romaines are going to be there. Or we're also considering Levan Levan to play. Now, for those of you who don't know who Levan Levan is, we're doing this because of the cheese factor, like last year, like last 5 years ago. We're inviting this guy. He's the Croatian sensation. He is the Croatian Tom Jones. And
why are you waking stuff up?
I'm not. I love to find these weird, fun bands that people are going to see, and they're never going to remember. They're just going to, like, look back and go, we went to the show and it was the most bizarre thing. So Killer Clowns, perhaps Ramones band, perhaps a sensation from Croatia playing at my show. And it's going to be worth it because not only that, we're going to have games. Our version of Pin the Tail on the Donkey called Achieving Ground Zero, which consists of flying a huge plane into these boxes that look like a replica of the World Trade Center. They're going to be amazing.
You are going right to hell.
I know.
You
are
terrible.
Fun. I mean, that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to do the Family Feud with Klingons and Pirates.
You know, I had an idea for a game that we were going to do at the listener party, which at the last moment I decided not to do.
No.
I'm not even going to say what it is.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm not even going to say what it is because it was without taste.
Well, but then again, that's what parties are for, without taste.
Moving forward.
So anyway, we got all kinds of cool games. We got Big Head Trivia. We're giving away 10-year anniversary T-shirts. We got Ground Zero swag. We got, what else we got? I hear we got other prizes that are on the docket. We're working on getting some really nerdy prizes to give away. I'm not talking nerdy meaning bad. I'm talking every nerd would want one. Just all kinds of stuff going on with this party, and it's really amazing how many people, when they heard I was throwing this party, or just want to jump on board to be a part of how crazy it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, Wayne Gacy Trio, come on. They're out there from Georgia.
They are killer clowns.
They are killer clowns. Tony from Jesus Presley. Remember Jesus Presley, the band?
Yes.
Jesus Presley. Tony is behind this project. And Jesus Presley is one of the coolest bands in Portland. They're coming back here. And, of course, this is the debut of their show. I mean, they've played all over Atlanta. They've got songs all over. They got a version of That Smell that's by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's awesome.
And this is, people can find out more at ClydeLewis.com.
Yeah, they can go to ClydeLewis.com or Barfly.com.
This Saturday.
And, yeah, it's happening. No,
April 9th. So we'll be talking more about this.
Yeah, so it's going to be like the precursor to Rick's party because, you know, you're going to go and you're going to have a good time there and you're going to have a good time at Rick's party the week after.
This is good because it is going to be a fantastic week for parties. So your thing is coming up on next Saturday, and then the following Friday we'll have Listener Party 8, which is happening at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. Listener Party 8 featuring our Dead Celebrity Costume Contest, and featuring climaxing with a live broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show at 10 p.m.
I also want to remind people of something else, and that is that Rick and I have been together
11 years.
I've been 5 years in Portland. This is my fifth year
here.
Fifth year.
We're all old.
And so what we're doing is you can dress up as a dead celebrity at Rick's party. We want you to dress up as your favorite sci-fi character or whatever character, mutant, vampire, werewolf, or whatever. And the reason why is because it's going to be like, we want to make it look like Mos Eisley Spaceport. I mean, we want the place to look like one big Mos Eisley Spaceport. So it's going to be a geek fun, just geeky fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Find out more at ClydeLewis.com. We'll talk more about it next week. Should we do, now here's the thing. I've got, I'm so behind with all this stuff, but we got these Sin City tickets to give away.
No.
Now, you haven't seen this yet.
No, but I've interviewed Frank Miller.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
No, it's, now you've had him on,
Frank Miller on Ground Zero? Yes.
Yeah. So it's a fantastic movie. Now here's the thing. Don't call right now, because what we're going to do is we're going to do the Mystery Top 5 here, but it's we're going to make you do jump through two hoops for these. They are pairs of passes to a special midnight screening of Sin City tomorrow night, midnight, at there's two different theaters, either the Lloyd Center, the one that's across the street. It's not inside the mall, but it's one across the street from Lloyd Center, and or Tigard 11 if you're out that way. So it's a special midnight screening of Sin City tomorrow. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll the Mystery Top 5. Now, because these are really sought after, I got people offering me money for these things. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll the Mystery Top 5. What I will need from you is, you do not need to identify the song, but I will need you to identify the artists on the Top 5 and the theme that connects all of these cuts. It's not so hard. It's going to be pretty easy. It's pretty not so challenging when you hear it. But so don't call yet. What we'll do is we'll play the Top 5, then we'll go to a break. We'll come back, and we'll see if you got the winning call. So if you call yet, we're just going to disregard you and laugh at you. So we will play the Top 5. You give me the artist. You give me the overarching theme. If you can do that, you call her, we'll take caller 9 after it's done. If you can do that, you score yourself the tickets. Let's roll it. Here's your Top 5 for Wednesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
All right, here's your Mystery Top 5. I will need to know the artists and the theme tying them all together. These are not in any particular order, by the way. I will give you that hint right up front that the order has no real significance. Let's go to honorable mention at number 6. So remember, we can't identify the artist here. So we put... You can talk about the person, just can't use the name. So am I. That's a great line. Doesn't he sound like Ace Frehley? But because this isn't him, the person singing the song isn't the name of the artist behind the song. In other words, it's so confusing. You know what I'm saying? This act is named for someone in the band, but it's not the person who's singing.
But this guy who's singing sounds like Ace Frehley. Did you,
God, where was Ace just the other day? I just saw him interviewed
drunk.
On TV somewhere the other day.
Drunk in rehab.
I'm a plumber.
Ace did nothing. Remember that? Gene Simmons book? Ace Frehley did nothing. That was so
there
sad.
Was it in Gene's? Is
in
it in
Gene's
his autobiography?
Book, yeah, in Gene's book, is it Kiss and Tell, I guess?
It's Kiss and Make Up.
Kiss and Make Up. And then he sits there and he talks about
each
everybody
album
in the band,
and
each album
the songs.
And stuff. And Ace Frehley did nothing.
Yeah, he ends every description of every album with,
so we were recording Rock and Roll Over, and Paul and I did this, and Peter did the drum tracks. Ace did nothing. And then there were pictures of Ace kissing men throughout
Seriously,
the book.
Seriously, he had a picture of Ace Frehley kissing a man, and that's the one Gene blew up to like two full pages sized.
Ace kisses men. Don't know why.
We're throwing everybody off. Everybody's going to think this is Kiss.
Yeah.
You must identify the artist and the overarching theme. Number five. I love this song. This is my favorite song by this artist. This is my favorite song by this particular guy. Him and his band here.
Give me a danger.
How great that still sounds. This is old. This is like 35 years old or some crap.
Now if you will be my lover.
That still sounds nasty.
I was
His backing band here, they're kind of the greatest garage band of all time.
I know who this sounds like, but I'm not going to say. It was in that era where everybody sounded like that.
This guy had a big comeback hit in the early 90s.
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm sure that they play in 94.7.
And a duet? Are you talking about the duet with Kate Pearson?
Yes. As soon as we get to the little bridge here, we can leave it. Got to have a little bridge friend.
I was talking about her the other day. That would be a B-52's tribute band.
All right. Mystery top five, number four.
This rocks.
I love this song. This came out in 91. I think this is a sort of a quasi-comeback album for this guy. This guy's a rock legend. We need the artist and the theme here.
Oh, this is a great song.
It's a great song.
It's one of my favorite songs by him.
I can't get a car because I ain't got a job.
This is rock and roll.
Don't you know where you are? I got a mom, but I ain't got a dad.
This is the mystery top five. Keep track. If you can name all the artists and the theme, you'll win a pair of tickets to Sin City special midnight showing. Number three. This is a fantastic song. I didn't know who this was when I heard it in the store.
I got a little bird. I'm gonna take her home.
Now, I heard this. I was in a record store. CD Game Exchange, actually. I was at CD Game Exchange, and I didn't know who this was. And I heard three songs in a row, and I was like, this is so great.
What's that slide?
Listen to how great that is. I heard three songs in a row off this CD, and I went up to the counter. Listen to that. I went up to the counter after three songs, because I was browsing, and I asked the guy, I said, what is this band you're playing? And he told me, and I was like, really? And I was stunned. I had no idea who it was. And then I heard it, and I said, okay, I'm sold. Because I had written them off. Didn't like them.
Really?
And then I heard this, man, and it blew my mind. Boy, how much like Mick Jagger does he sound, though? That's like worthy of Jimmy Page right there.
It's like a slight slide there. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Kind of a warp sound. Kind of
counting down the mystery top five, we'll need the artist and the theme. Number two. This guy has changed his style so many times just over the last decade. Mystery top five, number one. All right. Cool. All right, there you go. This is your sixth and final artist for the Mystery Top 5. How great is this? You know, anybody who doesn't like this, you can...
I actually played one of his songs on Music Ground Zero after we talked about earthquakes and destruction.
You want to talk about a guy that's created single-handedly a whole new sound. Whole new style, doesn't sound like anything else, but yet simultaneously sounds like the best parts of a lot of stuff you love. Sort of like Cheap Trick and the Ramones having sex while being filmed by Meatloaf or something. There you go. If you can identify the six artists and the theme tying them together, you want a pair of passes to a special midnight screening of Sin City tomorrow night at midnight. It's 503-535-9100. We'll take caller, what did I say, seven? Take caller seven at 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Back after this. Don't go anywhere. Saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, April 15th, at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne at 8 p.m. It is Rick Emerson Listener Party 8, featuring our Dead Celebrity Costume Contest. We got a whole bunch of other things going to be happening. And then at 10 p.m., we will be finalizing, headlining, climaxing the evening with a live broadcast. The first ever live broadcast in Portland of the Rick Emerson Show from 10 to 11, featuring a cast of thousands, all your favorites, etc. So you'll be able to see it there. And then the great thing about it is, and then we'll get to this winner here. The great thing is, on Friday, April 15th, we'll do the listener party, and then at 10 p.m., we will do the broadcast, and it's going to be live on the air. So if you're not there, or if you're not able to be there, you're at work, You won't be able to hear the party. The party itself will not be broadcast, but you'll be able to hear this 1 hour they're doing live, and then part of that will be played back on Monday as well. So it's gonna be fan-freaking-tastic. All right, so we just did the mystery top five. Let's go to the phones.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've never heard our go to the phones business?
Oh, that's hilarious.
This is our let's go to the hit line or the punch line or the winning line or the whatever. Let's go to the rock line. Dan of the Coove, how are you today, Dan?
Good. Even better now.
Dan. Okay, you haven't won yet, chucklehead.
Calm down.
Jeez. Don't go getting all big-headed on me. All right. So, can you name the six artists we just played on the Mystery Top 5?
I've got Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes.
Ted Nugent, yes, is the correct answer.
Stooges, Iggy Pop.
Yes, correct.
Alice Cooper.
Yes, correct.
White Stripes.
Yes, correct.
Kid Rock.
Yes, correct.
Andrew W.K.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now what?
All right. Now can you name the theme connecting all six of those artists?
Detroit Rock City.
There you go, my friend.
Yeah.
All born or achieved fame in Detroit, the Detroit area. We would also have accepted Michigan, since technically Andrew W.K. is from Ann Arbor, but what are you going to do? So there you go. Congratulations, my friend. Dan of the Coove is going to see Sin City. I got a pair of tickets to see Sin City, a special midnight showing tomorrow at the Regal Lloyd Center 10 or Tigard Cinemas. So we want to thank Regal Cinemas for hooking us up with that tomorrow, Sin City, March 31st, midnight. Congratulations, Dan. We'll have these at the front for you. Good on you, my friend. All right, there you go. That's Dan. Now we got four more pair that we will give away tomorrow. So I don't think there's time to give away another pair today. So tomorrow, though, we have a pair every hour. A pair an hour in something. Seems like there's a rhyme I should be able to do there.
In ten cities. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
So tomorrow, we have Sin City tickets. We have four pair of Sin City tickets to give away tomorrow. So I'm going to be listening for that. We had all that stuff. We'll do the Britney Watcher in just a second. Let me read a couple of these stories, because we're getting very behind. We're here with Clint Lewis. I got a couple of these stories we're going to get through. Then we'll do the Britney Watch. We've got Don and Mike, by the way, coming up at noon. Like us at 3, world-famous Phil Henry show at 7 tomorrow.
No tsunami in Indonesia.
Jen Lane, are you going to start going about the asteroid again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an asteroid?
It's an asteroid.
Well, there was another earthquake. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago, there was an earthquake. Killed like 300 people, 1,000 people.
But no tsunami.
What?
No tsunami.
Okay. You sound all disappointed.
Well, I mean,
it's like you're all bummed out. I was promised there would be tsunamis.
Yeah, no tsunami. No pie and punch. No. I had said that we were hit by an asteroid. We were hit by something, and there was But then I get a reporter telling me that I guess the San Francisco hit something in the middle of a Guam whatever, and it's a huge rock, and they didn't know what it was.
It's an asteroid. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I'm not going to say
people
I wish
always,
there had been a tsunami.
Your listeners always write me and think I'm dumb. They just do. I think I'm stupid.
I'm sorry. Do you need me to hold you?
Yeah. Cuddle later.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me read this story, and then we'll get the Britney Watch. This is the follow-up, by the way, to the Wendy's Chili story. A woman recounted on national TV Monday her revulsion, discovering she chomped on a human finger in a bowl of chili at a San Jose Wendy's last week while her newly hired attorney began exploring a possible settlement with the restaurant. Quote, just knowing that there were human remains in my mouth.
Oh,
which is a phrase we don't hear enough.
I didn't think she actually put the finger in her mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll find
she
out.
Chewed it?
Oh, you'll find out more in
oh,
just a second.
Oh, no. I don't want to.
You got
to
be listening.
No.
What if I say something profane? You have to dump it.
No, that's fine. Flail your arms around.
Toenail. What's that toenail doing in my chili? Thank you.
Just knowing there was human remains in my mouth is disgusting. It's tearing me apart inside. No, that's probably a fingernail. Anna L.A. Told ABC News Good Morning America, as Santa Clara County investigators continued efforts to determine whom the finger belonged to. There I was eating my chili, she said, when suddenly... I'm waiting. Hold on.
Can I say a dirty word?
No. Oh. I'm waiting until she finishes.
Where'd she go?
There you go. Thank you. Suddenly, I started chewing on something kind of hard and crunchy.
No!
Ah!
No!
At first, I wasn't sure what it was. Then I started poking at it.
Oh, my God.
It looked like the little white thing in Pork and Beans.
Then we find something that looks just like a nail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good times. His lawyer said that she's endured a great emotional trauma, having difficulty eating, keeping food down, sleeping. He's representing five other diners eating chili at the same restaurant who were sitting near her when the finger was found.
Must be a big run on chili. Chili with digits.
It's very important to us to... Did you get the digits?
No, with or without digits, at Wendy's.
No, she came with a finger. It's very important to find out what happened, said Wendy's spokesperson Denny Lynch. He stressed there'd been no severed finger accidents among the employees at the Wendy's or at the chili factories. Meanwhile, county investigators plan to run a fingerprint of the one-inch finger segment through law enforcement databases on the chance that its owner is among the millions of criminals, immigrants, teachers, and other professionals who are required to provide fingerprints. Public health officials are also double-checking the supply chain of chili ingredients to see whether a worker might have a missing finger. Authorities have backed off initial statements that the finger was fully cooked.
Oh, so it was raw?
God!
It was raw finger.
Well, it's like... It's like the
raw finger.
It's like when you get the cooked until the succulent meat comes right off the bone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now with a great taste.
They hope crime
index.
Laboratory testing will yield clues about whether it was cooked or possibly slipped into the stew later in the preparation process.
Oh, my God.
Where is Pinky? Where is Pinky? Here I am. Here I am.
Yeah.
In a bowl of chili. Da, 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 da.
Did you have to? Did you have to?
Did you have to eat a finger?
Z! Wait, hold on. Z! I'm Rick.
And I'm Clyde.
And we're
Rick and Clyde.
Okay. Let's do your Britney watch for Wednesday on the Rick Emerson Show. Here's your,
We rule.
No, you didn't, did you?
I have this one. There's a second half to it. Where did I put it? I don't have a second half of my...
taste of finger.
With the great taste of finger.
Now with the great taste of finger.
I held it at the second half of my Britney watch.
Finger foods.
All right, well, why don't you read the first half of the Britney watch?
Okay,
I'll find
it. I can't believe this.
Half.
I was, like, glancing at this. I can't believe it. It says here, rumored to be pregnant wife Britney Spears at her brother's Santa Monica apartment last weekend. Oh, let's leave that again. Let's try that again. I'm blind. Kevin Federline left his rumored to be pregnant wife Britney Spears at her brother's Santa Monica apartment last weekend and headed to Las Vegas. While there, the dancer partied with pals at Pure in the company of self-described VIP escort Vanessa Holman. Us Weekly reports, at one point, she was sitting on his lap, one onlooker tells the mag. He was sliding his hand between her thighs. Federline and Houlihan, whatever, hung out all weekend. Us says that he refused to answer Britney's phone calls. He's been telling friends he doesn't want her to have his baby. He added, if I ever get a divorce, I want to move to Vegas. Nice.
All right, here's the second half. Subject line is, I'm not that innocent. Oh, pregnant. Us Weekly reports that Britney Spears is pregnant, claiming... Have you seen those pictures of her, by the way, on the People magazine where she's all bulky? She reports that Britney Spears is pregnant, claiming the singer was seen at a Starbucks scarfing down a roast beef sandwich. People magazine also added to the pregnancy rumors as they printed photos showing Spears' extra poundage with the attention-grabbing headline, Britney's Baby Bus. Now, have you seen those photographs of Britney Spears?
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, man. I mean, she's not fat by conventional standards, but by Britney standards. It's like those photographs you saw of Courtney Love when she came out of
rehab. That bad?
She looks chunky for Britney. For Britney Spears, I would say, judging by... on the unique Britney Spears scale, they are about the worst pictures I've seen of her. So, just so you know. All right, so there you go. There's your Britney watch right here for Wednesday.
And I love rock and roll.
I have two words to say to Britney Spears. Kirstie Alley. That's what she's going to end up like.
You know, I saw a picture of Kirstie Alley the other day. She's You know, that's just there's a whole lot of guts it takes for her to do that show. I mean, you got to give it to her. You got to give it up to Kirstie Alley for being able to, for being willing to do that fat actress program.
But Brittany's going to be pregnant and fat. And
but Brittany can't laugh at herself. That thing is, Brittany has, you can tell that she's dumb and has no sense of humor and is shallow.
No.
And she will never be able to laugh at herself, even the way that, like, Jessica Simpson, you know, is able to do that. You know what I mean? There's just, there's no way.
She was once fine. Now, she's going to be a, you know, VH1 special ready to happen. A
couple emails here. Rick, I'm a badass with a paintbrush. Let me know if you need a SpongeBob poster created to send to Jerry Falwell. Rick, as for these right-wing nitwits demanding the courts keep Terri Schiavo alive, remind them they're in agreement with Jesse Jackson on an issue, and then watch their right-wing heads explode. Good stuff. Rick, as Johnny Cocker would say, I'm in a coffin, so don't be a scuffin. All right, there you go. Clyde Lewis is the website, ClydeLewis.com. Coming up next Saturday at Dante's, your 10th anniversary. What's coming up this weekend at Ground Zero?
This weekend at Ground Zero, I don't know. I'm trying to get the Reverend Ivan Stang to come on.
Excellent.
Because he's
Church
one of my
genius.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guests. He was one of the first guests that I had on Ground Zero when I came on the air back in 1995, back when I was making fun of people who believed in this stuff. And then I grew up and realized that there's a lot of weird stuff going on out there, and that's how it becomes, that's how I became convinced. But anyway, so hopefully he'll be on, and if not, I'll just rant and rave and go crazy about tsunami and no tsunami and feeding tubes and popes and that kind of thing.
And Sunday you can hear News of Ground Zero featuring Clyde and our very own Geek in the City as well. So
there you go. Hot City Greg.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, who is hot, by the way?
I know.
all right, 503-535-9100. Make a note of it. We're back in 21 hours, as always. The Rick Emerson Show, produced by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon. From Max 910, you can hear him mornings, 6 to 9 a.m. with alternative mornings with Kara and damn it. Kyle on the phone, Tim Riley in the Max 910 Newsroom. Donna McNeck's like is a three world famous Bill Hendry Show at 7. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Sin City tickets tomorrow. Be listening. See them. Bye.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.